everybody. I'm back. I kind of dropped the podcast idea for a while. I do have ADHD, so my brain tends to bounce around and, you know, now I'm here, now I'm there kind of thing. But recently, just through some things that have been happening in my life, in my recovery, in my healing, so to speak, I've come to this point where I feel like I really need to gear this podcast. I will have to change the name to something that will be for women in recovery, but also it's me just working through my own healing process, right? And healing isn't a straight line, it's a spiral. And, you know, we all are, you know, we're just trying to do the best we can in recovery, right? So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. I haven't figured out how often I'm going to be speaking. I mean, that's a whole nother arena. I have to figure out, am I going to do this once a week? So anyway, I'm just putting it out there. I am, you know, throwing my, what do you call it? I'm throwing my whatever in the sand. And I'm saying that this is what I'm going to do. I'll be changing the name of the podcast, and it is going to be about women in recovery, also healing. You know, it's just going to be pretty much candid discussions about my life, where I come from, where I've been in recovery thus far, things I've gone through with my children, things I'm going through now with my youngest, and just kind of how, like right now, what's coming up is I'm seeing how my life, when I went out of, I was about 29 when I left recovery, and when I went on my grand journey of going down the wrong road. And there's still so much healing that still needs to be done. And I'm seeing that in how it's playing out in my relationship with my youngest son. And this is something I really feel so much for. I feel for people's pain. I feel for people struggling. I feel, I'm an empath, you know, I mean, that's kind of a catchy name, and, you know, we hear a lot about it now, but I really am, you know, like if somebody is, you know, when I saw my daughter at Harborview last summer, and when I looked at her body, I felt it in my body. I felt it on my skin. I felt it, you know, and I just figured that was normal, you know. And some people, that doesn't happen to them, but it happens to me, you know. It's like, and I guess I always thought that when someone saw somebody that had like a broken arm, or they fell off their bike and they, you know, scraped some of their skin off, that they were like, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you, or ouch, or something like that. Well, I literally felt it. I felt it on my skin, you know, like my friend, she's scraping her skin on her bike, or my sister, you know, she falls and scrapes her arm. I'm feeling what that feels like, you know. And I don't know, maybe you guys can give me your feedback on that. Maybe that is common for people. I don't know. That's basically, okay, now I have to backtrack. Okay. I really feel for people's pain and their struggle, their mistakes, you know, and learning from those and all the things that we go through on that front. I really feel for people in recovery because so much of what I did during those years, it's kind of like the lights were on, but nobody was home, so to speak. And so there's a process in recovery that is pretty much tied into that very, very strongly. So I'm just hoping that through this process that I'll be able to help some people. And frankly, I just realized at over nine and so years of sobriety that I had to start getting the story of my recovery and pre-recovery. I had to start getting it out of me. And, you know, today we have this forum of where we can do this. So this is, you know, what I've chosen to do. And who knows how long that'll last or, you know, how far it'll go or anything, you know, I don't know. But I'm just hoping that I will be able to do some healing. I'll be able to help some people and that I will be able to, I was at the gym just a little while ago and I've been having a really rough couple of 3 days emotionally, like just crying, not being able to stop. And, you know, and then, you know, then stopping and telling God, okay, God, enough, like, can't cry anymore, you know? And when I said that, it was like that Sheryl Crow song popped into my head, you know, can't cry anymore. Like I'm there. And then I was at the gym and it was like, I thought about what John B said to me one time. He had been sober for like over 30 years. And he said, sometimes he said, you just got to pray for a wide berth, a spiritual berth, you know, what I'm going through right now. Like it just dawned on me at the gym. It was like, you need to pray for a wide berth because you're going through something. There's stuff that's being brought up. You're making massive changes in your life for you. You know, maybe not for someone else, but like I went and looked at land today. I looked at 5.24 acres of land. Now, people do that all day long. You know what I mean? Like, but for some reason, I had this some idea in the back of my head that that wasn't for me, you know? And it took years and years of just being so sick and tired and having to like, I'm not even going to go off on that rabbit trail right now. But so that's like a big deal for me. And so getting back to when I was at the gym, this podcast thing kept coming to me and it was like, maybe this is my wide berth. Like maybe all of this stuff that's going on inside of me, my history, everything, getting it out there, giving it a voice, just giving it, and maybe it's because so much of it happened in the dark, you know? I was very isolated from people. I really did not have, you know, I think that's the sadness of low bottom alcoholism or addiction is there's just not that many people that are there to root you on and say, hang in there, don't give up, you know, it repels people, you know? And so much of my life and so much of my raising of my children, especially the youngest one, was done in that season of my life. And then I got sober. And it was like, well, those will probably be broken into, you know, different podcasts. But my point is, he's 17 and a half. He's getting ready, you know, to make his way, and he's going through a lot of struggles. And I'm, you know, working through that as well. So when I was at the gym, it was just like, okay, you're going to have to do something, because it don't matter what anyone else has to do to get through what they have to get through. That was my answer. You know, I've been praying, you know, God, geez, you know, what do I have to do, man? Do I have to bloodlet? Like, I'm doing everything. I've been doing like everything I possibly can to try to turn the corner. And this was the answer I got. Just do the podcast, you know, and hopefully that will help me get through this. Hopefully that will, you know, widen this spiritual birth, so to speak, this change that is happening, that is bringing up the old stuff that really isn't old, because it has been walking around with me and it hasn't been healed. Some part of it has not been healed. And interestingly enough, I'm a Christian. I also believe that there are other truths, so to speak, that do not contradict the Bible. And one of them I was listening to today, and this gal was talking about, you know, she's into the moon and different cycles and things like that. And she basically said, with what's happening right now with the earth and the moon, that this segment of time is bringing up a lot of things for people that happened. I think she said 2001. Okay. And I don't want to debate what she said. You know, I don't want to get into a Christian versus what she said debate, but I'm just saying that this is real. This is like real stuff that we go through, you know? So anyway, I'm just going to end it with that. I will figure out what kind of schedule I'm going to do and just make a beginning. Like, I don't even know how this podcast thing really works. You know, I just saw it and I pressed the button and I'm recording. So, I just know that it's what I'm supposed to do, and don't even know, you know, if I'll ever make a dime. I don't really care. You know, I just want to heal. I want to heal. And if my story, if my healing can help someone else heal and have faith, that would be payment enough for me. Just don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle, all right? Just don't give up. And it's a beautiful day. I'm in Soldotna, Alaska. It's beautiful here. It's beautiful. You know, I'm crying in an RV park. I'm looking at birds flying around, beautiful trees. It's not any less beautiful because I'm going through what I'm going through right now. You know what I mean? Pain is just pain. It's just pain. And I know if I walk through it, I'll get to the other side of it. So you guys just take care of yourselves, and I hope to be doing my next podcast very soon, and hopefully becoming, I don't want to say becoming a better person, but just healing and, you know, hopefully giving something to you as well that will help you on your journey. All right. Peace out.